My name is Herbert Morris Robert Rees, and I'm born on the 9th of November, 1908. I lived in south of Germany, in Württemberg, in a small town called Göppingen. There were 100 Jewish families. We had about 24,000 inhabitants. I had relations from London coming to visit us in 1923, and they gave me a pound. And my parents said I could go and change it, and I could buy whatever I wanted, but I had to tell them first. So I went and changed my pound. I can't remember how much I got. My memory says 4,000 marks or something in that neighborhood. So I went to the shop, and I looked at a beautiful football. I said, that's what I wanted to buy. It was just what I got for the pound. I went home, told my mother I can buy the football. I said, Roman, eat something. And by the time I went back at 2 o'clock, it cost 5,000 marks instead of 4,000 marks, and it had cost in that morning. So I didn't have enough money to buy the football. Probably it was not 4,000 marks, it was probably 4 million marks. I think my parents gave me something more than I got it in the end.
My name is Marion Gerber. I was born in 1912, the daughter of a physician. As it was common in a big city, you lived in a flat, and the practice was also in the apartment where you lived. So during the inflation, when my father had a patient, he got paid. Anyone, even we children, had to go down quickly to get some groceries because the value deteriorated by the hour. I also remember we each got half a bread for a week. Obviously, my older brother got a little of mine because he had a bigger appetite. And my younger brother got a little less.
My father ran a business. He made shoe polish. He invented the first powder to clean suede shoes. I remember when employees of my father's firm got paid on a Friday morning, they rushed out of the office in order to buy whatever they wanted before 12 o'clock. Because after 12 o'clock, it would have cost 50% more, or whatever the rate of inflation was. And in order to carry the money, they needed a suitcase. You couldn't carry it in your pocket. People had to use money. Only it wasn't a little money, it was bundles of money. And I always remember that we could look to the main road from the flat where I lived, that they all rushed down the main road around 12 o'clock in order to buy whatever they could.
People who saved up and lost everything practically during the inflation. I saw a cartoon which I thought was quite funny. Two thieves emptied a basket full of money and stole the basket and left the money. And that's what one thought of the value we had in our pockets.
I'm looking at a German note printed on whitish brown horrible bed paper, and it said underneath 100,000 mark. That was December 1923, so that might have bought a loaf of bread. The savings in paper were all wiped out. If you had a flat or a house, then you were all right. But the amazing thing is that when the inflation finished, it finished from one day to the next. Bang!
It didn't take very long to get everything back to normal as it was before. You had to have a sense of humor to make life bearable.